Get what you spray for. Results. Get the lasting control more corn growers trust with Anthem Max Herbicide from FMC. Visit anthemmax.ag.fmc.com to get results. Always read and follow all label directions. Get what you spray for. Results. Get the lasting control more corn growers trust with Anthem Max Herbicide from FMC. Apply pre-plant, pre-emergence, or early post-emergence to control tough broadleaf weeds and grasses before they cost you. For superior control with a low use rate and long residual, make the easy, high-performing choice. Visit anthemmax.ag.fmc.com to get results. Always read and follow all label directions.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
The Leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The Newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The self-signal Storm Podcast.
Well, I gotta say, I'm not surprised at this. It's just indicative of the ever-sliding standards in what is coveted and prized by the American left. Of course, what I'm talking about is attributes that are prized by the left: ignorance, stupidity. What's being pushed is a group of people who will sacrifice reality to allow communism and socialism to have some sort of legitimate predicate for working, even though in human history, those economic systems that have led to corrupt political systems have never worked. They have never worked in human history. But the way, folks, the way you allow history not to be taught, the way you make sure that human beings don't learn from the mistakes of history is, and to make sure they're doomed to repeat it, is you make sure they're not taught to begin with. From Fox News, Columbia University permanently drops SAT, ACT admissions requirement. In short, my friends, they are lowering the bar. And isn't that the description of what a Democrat or a socialist in the modern day society, American society, is? That the party is the party of lowering the bar. If you don't vote for a Republican, you lower the bar and you vote for a Democrat. If you don't vote for a Democrat, you lower the bar and vote for a socialist or a Marxist. Columbia University has permanently dropped its SAT and ACT standardized test requirements for undergraduate admissions. The Columbia College and the School of Engineering. Yeah, why would you want to test for the School of Engineering? What's really important is their wokeness and their compliance with the hate whitey theory, critical race theory, and their compliance with the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism. Columbia College and the School of Engineering and Applied Science will be test optional for all applicants, meaning that applicants will no longer have to send SAT and ACT scores. Columbia Undergraduate Admissions announced on Wednesday that Columbia would become the first school in the Ivy League to become permanently test optional, and to become permanently less prestigious, and to become permanently prizing of stupid people and people who don't measure up. We have designed our application to afford the greatest possible opportunity and flexibility for students to represent themselves fully and showcase their academic talents, interests, and goals, or lack thereof, apparently. Folks, we'll talk about some other things that are making headlines coming up with our buddy Sean Chastain, the show behind the show on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
All right, folks, time for the show behind the show. My friend and yours, Sean Chastain. What's going on, dude?
Man, how are you?
I'm doing great. I am having a pretty good weekend. I saw a play over the weekend. I'll tell you about it, but I wanted to hear what's going on in your world.
Survived some storms that we had here in North Texas, including a small ropey tornado that touched down in my town. And I don't know how much you got at your place, but west of DFW, west of Fort Worth, man, we got hammered pretty hard.
A lot of the folks in the northern part of the Metroplex, they had roofs ripped off. And
right.
So, yeah, what was going on in your neck of the woods?
So I'm watching the storm come in, and I'm thinking about the time I get off and when it's supposed to hit. And I'm like, man, I think I might be able to make it home. And I'm cruising along. Luckily, there wasn't a lot of traffic because, you know, the weather people had warned us days in advance that this was going to be bad. And so I'm headed home, clipping along at a pretty good rate. And then the sky in front of me just turns black. Oh. I mean, black.
Doesn't your stomach go, oh no.
Yeah. And it starts to rain a little bit. We didn't get the hail that a lot of the parts of North Texas did. But so I'm driving along in the center lane, and all of a sudden the wind starts buffeting. And they clocked not too far from where I was, 78-mile-an-hour gusts, straight-line winds. Just, dude. And I'm headed straight into it. And then all these buttholes that park under or that stop under the bridges to get out of rain. and dude, so it's a four-lane highway.
Yeah.
Stopped completely, all four lanes. So, you know, so four people can stay under the bridge or eight people could stay under the bridge.
But aren't you supposed to do that, though?
No. One, it's illegal because you're blocking traffic. I mean, they're stopped in the highway.
Oh, on the highway. Oh, they didn't pull over.
Not on the shoulders. No.
Oh,
I
mean, okay.
No, they're four lanes stopped on the interstate.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you're clipping along, and then all of a sudden I'm dead stopped in the middle of the interstate with 70-mile-an-hour winds buffeting my truck like it's on hydraulics. I mean, it is bouncing up and down. And I've got 18-wheelers on both sides of me that are rocking back and forth.
Oh, that's scary.
And I'm going, this is one of them's just going to tip over on me, and I'm going to be crushed to death right here because some asshole won't drive on in the rain. And, man, so, you know, it was kind of scary. But the scariest part for me was my sister, who works up at University of North Texas, was headed home and got caught in the worst of it. I mean, just hail and, again, 70-mile-an-hour winds. And so she called me terrified. And you're just so helpless in a situation like that. I mean, I was miles away from her. There's nothing I could do.
Right.
She didn't know what to do. And I just said, pull over and stop. Just stop. Don't worry about hail in your car. Don't worry, you know, anything like that. I said, the storm's really fast moving, so, you know, it shouldn't last too long. So if you do see a tornado, just, you know, buckle up, hold on. If it's headed right to you, get out and get in the ditch if it's not flooded. So she made it through, and we all made it home okay. And I spent all day yesterday picking up tree branches all over my yard, and chainsaw's been going pretty much 24 hours a day around my neighborhood.
Right.
I've got a ton of old growth trees. So, yeah, so that was kind of an experience. What was that, Thursday, I guess?
Yeah, in my neighborhood, they had, in my yard, I could say we had a whole bunch of our trees that had some dead wood on it.
Yeah.
They were knocked down, so I promptly lit a fire over the weekend and burned all the dead wood. So that was how I spent my Saturday night, was with a whole bunch of dead wood in the fire pit. But yeah, it was pretty wicked. We just got a lot of wind, a lot of rain. Just screwed up the yard as it typically does, but we dodged a bullet where we were. So it is for those folks, if you've never been through something like that, it is damn scary when there's really nothing you can do. Now, you gave your sister some advice. Is that what they say to do? Get out of your car and dive into a ditch? Now, what if you got in the ditch?
At the very last, that's your very last resort, is if a tornado is headed right at you, you just want to be at the lowest point ever.
Wow.
And I mean, you've seen the pictures of tornadoes where they'll just pick up 18 wheelers and toss them around like a 3-year-old tossing Hot Wheels around, you know?
Right.
So if you're in your car, it's not going to be good if that tornado is going to hit you directly. So
yeah,
they say get out, and only, you know, if there's not obviously water in the ditch, in the bar ditch next to the road, but get out, hunker down. And we had a guy call one of the talk shows that I work with and said that he actually had to spend about a half an hour in a culvert because the tornado was tracking right at his place.
Oh my god.
And so he had to get out, get in the ditch, and get in the culvert pipe. So yeah, pretty frightening, man. And weather, it always wins, you know.
It always wins. That's right.
You're not going to beat it. And best you could do is just, you know, hope to survive. So, and you know, this went across, of course, went all over the country. And then it started in California, where they got like 7 feet of snow in the mountains in just a brief period of time. So it's pretty wild weather is, man.
Yeah, it's
you realize how small you are.
Yeah,
and then God bless the great Rush Limbaugh, who always talked about the hubris of man thinking he could change weather. You're not going to change the weather.
Exactly. He would say, you're not going to change the weather. You're not going to change the climate. Don't doubt me. He would say, don't doubt me. Look, I saw a play over the weekend, and I'm not even sure. Are you a big play guy? Have you been to plays before?
Oh yeah. I've been to them. I mean,
okay. Have you seen
the few I've been to, I've enjoyed. It's not something that I do on a regular basis.
Right. Have you seen Fiddler on the Roof?
The movie, obviously.
Oh, you did. Okay. I never did. I never saw Fiddler on the Roof in the movie.
Oh, okay.
So this is the first time me seeing it in theatrical production or at all. So I went to this production, and a few things that stood out for me. First off, I have known the term Yenta for decades. You know, I knew, if you're a Yenta, you're a busybody, you're in everybody else's business. And I knew the meaning. I didn't know the origins of it. It came from a character in Fiddler on the Roof. So I at 52 years of age, I'm just discovering where that term comes from watching this play. So, oh, that's where it came from. And it became iconic in our lexicon. So that was something.
Are you sure it's not just some old Yiddish word for the busybody housewife?
Well, I mean, it may be, but that was the name of the busybody, a matchmaker in Fiddler on the Roof, Yenta. They called her Yenta. So
yeah, I think they called her Yenta. I don't think that's her name.
Well, it was the character's name. So what you're saying is that this may have been a term that they named this character when they were writing the play. Okay, well that's possible
because
too.
Because she's a Yenta. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know that there are certain things in popular culture in entertainment which become iconic. Beam Me Up, Scotty, for example, was something that started in Star Trek and it became synonymous with, oh my gosh, everything is crappy today. Get me the heck out of here. So that's what I'm talking about. I mean, maybe the etymology of that word didn't originate in the play, but it made sense to me that it originated in the play because it's quite old. Fiddler on the Roof is quite old. So there was that.
There's tradition.
Tradition. And there was something else about the play. You know, that at the end, this was pre-Holocaust, of course. So at the end of the play, the families are picking up and they're moving to different parts of Europe and some are going to America. And I was thinking to myself, man, you know, if what happens if America falls? You know, what plays are going to be written and what fantasies are going to be dreamed up or reality to where there's not going to be any place for people who are oppressed to run to? And that struck me really, really hard in the middle of this play going, man, this was written into a play. Yeah, where are we going? We're going to America. What happens if there's no longer an America to run to? What happens? Have you thought about that?
Well, no, because I have faith in America. And we're 2 years away from another major election, and you know, hopefully we'll survive that without being in World War III.
Hopefully.
Even if we are, I have confidence that we will prevail and be better for it. So,
well,
I don't think about that kind of stuff too much just because I don't know that it's a possibility.
Okay.
I mean, I guess everything's a possibility.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
But no, it's not something I worry about because people are just too smart.
Well,
they're dumb, but they're too smart.
Well, the folks in Venezuela probably thought it would never end. The folks in Cuba probably thought.
Yeah, but neither of those places were ever America.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you're right. Well, this gives me hope, this story. Now, you probably heard, in celebration of International Women's Day and Women's History Month, the candy brand of Hershey's created a Hershey bar, and their spokesperson was a biological male. That's who they put out there. And there's tons of backlash on this, and I don't want to focus on that because I know this is stuff that makes you go, whatever. But what I want to respond to you is what gives me hope is that the folks over at Jeremy's Razors. Do you know how Jeremy's Razors was born?
No.
They are the folks at the Daily Wire. And they created Jeremy's Razors in response to Harry's Razors, which, you know, we're coming out with high quality, cheap men's razors for a long time. Then they went woke. So then they stopped advertising on Daily Wire, and Daily Wire said, why? They said, because your conservative values no longer mesh with our corporate philosophy. So they're like, what is that? Oh, we're going woke, basically. And they're like, okay, screw you. So they created Jeremy's Razors to compete. Instead of swallowing it and just saying whatever, they created a competitor at Daily Wire. So in response to Hershey's, they created two new chocolate bars. One is he, him. The other one is her or she, her. And one of them has nuts. And if you don't know which one it is, then you can go ahead and continue to buy Hershey, they said.
Funny.
I know, right? Isn't that the way to do this, though? Isn't that the way to do this?
Yeah, I don't know why these companies hate women. I mean, they won't even put a real woman on, but what, like you said, whatever. I don't care. I like chocolate, so it's not going to affect my taste buds one bit.
I like chocolate and I like women. So, by the way, we had three
That's
women.
What you need to invent, chocolate women.
Well, you know,
it's
they've
like
created
chocolate Santas, you know.
Chocolate anuses, like you brought up here on a
good Lord, yes, okay.
You brought that up, hey, that was a past podcast. That wasn't me. They're making chocolate out of everything.
It's a gag gift for a cancer survivor.
Well, I know, but there somebody still created chocolate anuses. I mean, that's just weird. So why not chocolate women? By the way, there's something you got to watch. It's on Newsmax, on my Instagram account and all this kind of stuff. There's something called Battle Cry. These are really angry women who are actually very attractive. One of them is Carrie Prejean. They came on the Salcedo show and they're just tired. Like you said, they're tired of corporations saying the best woman for the job is a man. And they're tired of having their femininity robbed from them by fake women. So they're creating an organization to push back on this, saying, screw you, woke people. We're going to fight for femininity. And as a man, I love real women. I don't know about you, but I do.
Yeah, I do too, Chris. I don't know what you're trying to imply there. But
I'm asking you. I wasn't implying a damn thing. I'm just saying real men back real women. So this whole nonsense, the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism, you can be what you want to be at any given day or any given moment. It's just crap. And here comes the pushback. And it's pretty big from the folks over at Daily Wire to everyday moms who are like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this. There's something else I wanted you to comment.
I mean, I get it. I don't care what anybody does. It doesn't, you know, if you want to live your life as a woman, if you're a guy, knock yourself out. It doesn't bother me one bit, except, you know, when they're on a swim team or in the locker room at the YMCA, then things get a little different.
Things get real. They get real. Yeah. Well, there's a meme floating around. I don't know if you've seen it. You take 10 dudes and 100 women and you put them on a deserted island. And in 100 years, you're going to have a thriving civilization, right? You take 10 dudes and 100 trans women and you put them on an island. And in 100 years, you're going to have 110 male skeletons. And that's true. That's just biology. That's just science, right? It's true. But it's been put out there in a meme form. So anyway, one other thing.
Also meme form. Did you see the South Park from, God, probably 8 or 10 years ago?
No.
It was floating around?
No.
Mr. Garrison gets a sex change.
Is he the teacher?
No, Mr. Garrison is he's the teacher of the kids.
Okay, got it.
He gets a sex change. And the first thing he does is he wants to go get an abortion because that's what you do when you're a woman.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, the doctor has to tell him, you can't have an abortion because you can't get pregnant because you don't have the right parts. And he goes, well, wait a minute. I just, you know, spent all this money and mutilated myself. And I can't even get an abortion? What's going on? So
that's a comedic.
Yeah, that was a clip that was floating around on the socials earlier, I guess last week. I don't know why it came up, but it was just funny, you know, that once again, South Park on it.
Yep, ahead of the curve. There is a misconception out there that we conservatives are not conservationists. We don't value and cherish nature. And that's just not true as far as I'm concerned. You and I have never talked about environmental stuff, but I mean, I would have to assume, knowing you the way I do, that you're completely cool with preserving endangered species. You don't want to see them vanish from the face of the earth. You want to protect them. You want to do everything that man can as good stewards of the planet to save endangered species. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I want clean air. I want clean water.
Yeah.
I like animals and as long as they don't bother me, I don't plan on bothering them. But God did give us dominion over them, so have no problem eating the ones that aren't endangered, I guess.
Exactly. And so when the bald eagle got on the endangered species list, I'm sure you were one of the guys who were like, well, that makes sense. That's the first off, it's America's national symbol, number one. Number two, it's a magnificent bird, and we should be saving it, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm right there with you. Enters this story from The Blaze. Suspected illegal aliens kill bald eagle with the intention to eat it. Federal officials silent, frustrating sheriffs. Turns out two Honduran nationals, they killed a bald eagle because they were hungry and they wanted to kill it. And they, you know, what do they care about, you know, endangered species, right? But right. If you and I were to kill a bald eagle with the expressed intent of eating it, we would be up on so many federal charges. However, these illegal aliens come in, they kill our endangered species, and nobody's talking about charging them. Is that right?
Of course it's not right. For one, it's not right that there's illegal aliens coming across the border able to kill bald eagles.
Right.
But, two, if nothing's going to happen to them, isn't that just another carrot, if you will, that, hey, you know, you can come in, break the first law by coming across illegally, and then do whatever the hell you want, and nothing's going to happen.
And to the point.
So it's just another example of that.
And it wasn't that they just killed an endangered species. They killed, I mean, there's a lot of metaphor here, right? They killed the national bird of the United States of America with the intention of eating it. So, which many people accuse the 6.5 million illegal aliens as an invasion, that they are trying to change the fabric of this nation too, in essence, devouring it and our resources.
So, what really, really pissed off the left, though, about that story?
Yes.
Is that they were going to cook it using a gas oven.
A gas stove. They were going to fry it over a gas stove. Yeah, exactly.
Can't have that.
No. And but so that's probably the only thing that could get the left wing up in arms and stopping illegal immigration is if your illegal aliens start busting out gas stoves, it's over, folks. Deport every last one of them. That's very... very choice observation on Sean Chastain's part. Hey, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate the visit as always.
All right. Peace out, Girl Scout.
And that puts a wrap on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, two websites to visit. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Second website, ChrisSalcedo.com. Information on how to, well, track down the Chris Salcedo shows, and also information on what you need to get by in the great state of Texas and beyond, available on both of those websites. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We, in fact, measure it by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
In the drawing room, a group of suspects gathered. The detective has solved the mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, the butler did it.
You'll never catch me.
The butler darted to his getaway car. But what he didn't know is this is a Nissan sales event ad.
Wait, what?
And his car is no match for the detective's Nissan Rogue or its standard VC turbo engine. Save on one of your own at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event.
Now get 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models. Availability is limited. For well-qualified buyers, 0% APR financing for 36 months available on new 2023 Altima, Rogue, and Pathfinder when financed through NMAC. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. 36 months financing at $27.78 per month per thousand financed. Actual down payment may vary, subject to residency restrictions and NMAC credit approval. Not all buyers qualified. Dealer contribution may affect actual price set by dealer. Contact dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/23.
At Kroger, we want our fresh produce to meet your expectations, which is why we're dedicated to doing up to a 27-point inspection on our fruits and veggies, checking for things like scarring. In fact, only the best produce, like zesty oranges and crisp carrots, reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh, our higher standards mean fresher produce. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.